Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the XS9 High-End Stroker 10 Sucking Thrusting 5-Speeds Heating Masturbator from X Space Cup. Now, this is a rebranded Leighton. I'm not sure what the actual Leighton. I love Leighton products. They're a very high-end sex toy manufacturer from China, and they make really good stuff, and this is no exception. Also, the last toy I reviewed, like the other week, was a knockoff of this. So what's interesting is the last toy reviewed, I had some suggestions for how to improve it, but it was a knockoff of this toy, and this toy solves all those issues, which makes sense. Like, when you're making a knockoff of something, you're going to cut some corners to cut the cost down. This is a Leighton premium product, so it doesn't cut any corners. Let's talk about it. What this is the idea behind these sorts of toys. Is instead of holding it like a fleshlight, where you hold it in your hand like you're jerking off, you have this game pad. And the idea is you kind of sort of trick your brain into thinking you're not masturbating. Like, imagine you're just playing a video game while a girl sucks your dick or jerks you off. And that's kind of what this is supposed to be. You still have to hold on to the toy, but by giving it a game pad handle with buttons on it, you can kind of try to trick your brain to thinking that you're not jerking off with a sex toy. That's kind of the idea behind it. All right, so if you look at the toy, it has this thing here. Now, this is actually the suction because, you know, you have to have somewhere for the air to go and for the mechanisms, but this doesn't actually do anything as far as the sex goes. This is just where the suction device is that blows the air out. On the top of the toy, you have a headphone jack. Oh, I accidentally turned it off. Hold on, mistakes were made. There we go, sorry about that. On the top, you have a headphone jack and you have a charge port. The charge port uses, I love this. I love it when charge ports are USB-C because USB-C is what my phones use and the cords are like 20 bucks. So I always appreciate sex toys that use a USB-C cord. And what's really cool about this is when you plug it in to charge it, oh, it's fully charged. These blue lights come on. Unfortunately, I can't show you because it's fully charged. But see, like that? See that? The lights come on when it's charging. It's really cool. So anyway, okay, let's talk about the toy itself. When you open up the toy, it has this thing in it. Now, the last toy reviewed had, it was a knockoff of this toy. It also had like a plastic dilator, but it didn't do anything. This does something. See the slits in it? See how it has holes in it? And there's holes on the bottom? What this is a hot air warmer dryer, and there's a USB C cord. So what you do is you can use the same cord that you recharge the toy with and you plug it into this base. So it's kind of a separate device. And what this does is this heats up and blows. It has a very small fan in it. Like, you can barely hear it. I don't think, even if I hold it up to the microphone, I don't think you can hear it. It's really, you can kind of hear it. It's like a little buzz, but it heats up air, just a small amount of air, and it blows it through these slits. And so you put this in the toy and you just kind of let it heat up for a few minutes and it will heat up the toy. So, and it also dries the toy. So this is an excellent innovation that I've only seen in Leighton products. It might be patented. I don't know how binding Chinese patents are because they tend to, you know, do a lot of reverse engineering over there. But anyway, this is really cool. I really like this. So you can use this to dry the toy, heat the toy, which is excellent. And the other one, it did nothing. It was just a plastic dilator. If you look in the toy, it has an insert, which is, there's nothing special about it. I'm not even sure why it has a triangle opening. For whatever reason, the opening is a triangle. Don't ask me why. It's otherwise a normal insert. I guess it's slightly better than a circle. I'm glad it doesn't have a vagina because, you know, you can pretend it's any other hole. And this doesn't feel like sex. If you want to know what this feels like, it feels like getting jerked off because it has thrusting and suction. But the suction doesn't suck you in, it just tightens the insert. So it feels like when you're getting jerked off, whether you're doing it or someone else is doing it, and they tighten their grip as they go up and down. That's what this feels like. So what this feels like when you're using it is like you're using a game pad while someone's jerking you off and you're getting a hand job. That's what it feels like. There's nothing really much else to say regarding the insert. It's got texture in it. It comes out really easily. It goes in really easily. It's pretty easy to clean. Let me just pull it out real quick just to show you. Hold on. All right, so here's the insert. See, nothing special. You can it's really easy. You can turn it inside out to clean it, no problem. Inside the toy, there's nothing really going on. You see the little holes? That's for the suction. The suction just makes the insert tighter. It doesn't actually suck it like deeper in. Like there's certain toys that suck the user deeper into the toy. This isn't one of those toys. This toy just tightens the insert. Okay, let's talk about the buttons. The power button is here. Then these two buttons over here to the left of the power button. This controls the thrust. Then this mode button changes the suction mode, like the frequency. And then the buttons over here control the strength of the suction. So I'll just show you that. All right, so I'll turn it on. All right, so here it is on its low setting. Then we can speed it up. And you kind of get it. Now notice it doesn't leave. It doesn't thrust out from the toy. It thrusts within the toy, which means when you're using this as like a gamepad, you can hold this against your body. Now notice this moves around fairly frequently, which isn't very, you know, if you're holding this in your hand like a gamepad, see how it goes up and down? It's going to do this while you're using it. So what I recommend doing if you want to simulate this as a gamepad is brace this against something. Like brace it against the corner of your desk, because if it's not braced against anything and you're just holding it like a gamepad, it's going to wiggle in your hand, and that might break the immersion that you're just holding a gamepad while you're getting while you're getting jerked off. So brace this against something, and then it'll stop wiggling. All right, so this is the thrusting, right? Now you turn on the mode, the light comes on. Now it may be hard to hear, and it's. The thing is the suction, here, I'll turn the suction up. There you go, now you can hear it. Hear that? Now I don't know if you can see it. Let's see if you can see it. Can you see the insert tightening? I don't know if you can hear, I don't know. Well, can you see that? I'm not sure. I don't know. You can feel it. Let me turn this off. All right, so the thing about the suction and the thrusting is they do work together. The last toy review, the knockoff toy of this toy, the suction and the thrusting didn't work together because the motor wasn't powerful enough. So if you had the suction on, the suction is tightening the insert, making it harder for it to thrust. So if the motor isn't powerful enough, the thrusting stops because the suction is basically jamming the mechanism. So usually you have to either have it on thrust mode or you have it on suction mode. If you have it on suction mode, you can use it manually. If you have it on thrust mode, you don't want to turn the suction on and then it'll automatically jerk you off. Because Leighton is a premium company, their motor is powerful enough. You can have this thrust and suck at the same time, and it makes it feel like a hand job, like someone is tightening their grip on your dick while they're jerking you off. It doesn't feel like a blow job. It doesn't feel like sex. It feels like a hand job, but it's a good hand job. You know, like if you are tired of doing it yourself and you wish someone else would jerk you off, this could be a toy for you because it simulates the hand job motion and you're holding it with this game pad. Just pretend like you're gaming while you get your hand job, you know, nothing wrong with it. All right, that's about it. So all the problems I had with the previous toy have been addressed because the previous toy is just a knockoff. This has a powerful motor. It can do suction and thrusting at the same time. The cap actually has a heating, warming, drying kind of airflow mechanism. And so you just put it in here and you can take care of it. Just plug it in, let it heat up or dry, and then it'll be good to go. There you go. It uses USB-C, which I love. Actually, you know what? Last thing, we've got to talk about the price. So the last toy I reviewed, the knockoff, was about $50. This one is $112. Now, it says it's normally $199, but they tend to do that on these websites. Let's just say it's $112. So it's a little bit over twice as expensive as the knockoff. But this is, I would recommend Leighton Toys over other brands on any day. But I do recommend this toy. And I think $112 isn't overpriced. This is definitely a $100 tier toy. If this toy was like, I don't know, $250 or more, I'd be like, okay, this is kind of expensive. For $250, you can get a better toy with more features. But for $100 to $125, that range, this is an excellent toy with a lot of good features, which I expect from Leighton. I'm always impressed with Leighton products and quality, so this is no exception. I really don't have any suggestions or critiques. This toy is perfect, and I think the price is extremely fair. I do have a coupon code, so that'll save you about 15%. So it's $112 now, you can knock off 15. That brings it a little bit closer to 100. You can't go wrong. So if you're in the market for a toy that jerks you off, that you hold it like a game pad instead of like a fleshlight, this is the toy for you. Got a good price, got a coupon code, no complaints. Check it out. So thank you, X Space Cup, for sending me this toy. Really enjoy it. Always enjoy Leighton products. They're an excellent brand. And also, by the way, X Space Cup, they have several Leighton products. So if you go to the X Space Cup website, and my coupon code is good for the whole site, you can check all their other products, including products that I've given glowing endorsements in the past. X Space Cup, they carry very premium products for a very fair price. So check them out. Use my coupon code. Save some money. Enjoy yourself. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turtfling, you monkey, and I'll see you next time.